Yes, good evening to one and all, and I can tell you that it's pretty busy outside the Corran Hall here in Peel, and hats off to the ones who are campaigning today for these seats here in the Peel Commissioners election, because it's quite a bitterly wind outside here, and well, it's been reflected by the amount of people, though, coming in and out to get their vote in. A particularly challenging one today. There was a few problems this morning, Derek Sewell told me, with the setup of the hall. Of course, there's lots of work going on at the Corran Hall and here, regeneration side of it. And but apologies are coming from them over anyone who was here very early this morning to cast their vote. All seems to be going now in a bit of a last-minute rush. This is a big one, though, because there's 12 candidates on this election sheet for just seven seats. So seven are going to find themselves in, five are going to miss out in this particular election. There are four which are seeking re-election, so there will be three definite new ones after tonight's vote. Probably 3,900 roughly, the amount of voters that's in this area, and with the amount that's been coming in and out, from what I've been told, it could be a late count, this one, because obviously there could be some close ones which may require a double count. Derek Sewell is the returning officer. He's assured me that they'll be trying a couple of different methods to get this count over with pretty quick this evening. But 12 people down for seven seats here at the Peel Town Commissioners election and the Corran Hall for Peel. Back into the studio.